So just so we have a full understanding of expectation, we'll go to Nikolai. So understanding that the SEC has not softened its approach. In fact, they've been fairly clear about apps and other technologies that could be readily misused, should have significant controls around them. And in fact, the SEC and the CFTC settled enforcement actions with a Wall Street firm for failing to adequately monitor employee communications, and then followed that with a sweep in that industry to take a look at treatment of ephemeral communications with at least leadership within those organizations. So, Nikolai, what say you?
Right, and so before I say anything, I'll say that the views I'm about to express are my own and don't reflect those of the commission or its staff. So with that out of the way, the SEC's interest in these types of communications are in some ways a little bit more narrow, and not, we don't have a policy that applies as broadly as what was just described for the Justice Department. But where we do have a strong interest in these communications is in the regulated entity space. And what I mean by that are broker-dealers and investment advisors, which are entities that are directly regulated by the commission, and there are statutory schemes and rules-based schemes in place that require those entities to retain books and records, both on the broker-dealer side and the investment advisor side. And those rules have been historically very important to the commission. There's been enforcement activity. You know, you could go back to the early 2000s when email was sort of first getting traction as a business communication tool, and there were enforcement actions against investment banks at that time for sort of not paying as much attention to retention of email as they should have. And then most recently, as you mentioned, Brooke, the commission publicly has had some enforcement activity in the messaging space, and specifically in the JP Morgan case, which was filed in December of last year. Notable case, the commission charged JP Morgan Securities LLC, which is the broker dealer arm of JP Morgan, with violations of books and records provisions of the Exchange Act, for widespread failures by the firm and by its employees in failing to maintain and preserve required records. JP Morgan settled to these charges. It admitted that its conduct violated the securities laws, and it agreed to pay $125 million penalty, which reflected the seriousness of the misconduct and also sort of the seriousness with which the commission viewed this conduct. I'll mention a couple of interesting things about the JP Morgan order. What it found was that employees used, among other means, text messages and also WhatsApp, the WhatsApp app, to communicate about the securities business with each other and with their clients. And that none of these communications occurred over channels that would have permitted JP Morgan Securities to preserve or retain or monitor these communications. WhatsApp was mentioned specifically in the order, and as I just learned, that's a quasi-ephemeral platform. Yeah, yeah. But I thought that was significant, particularly for this topic, because WhatsApp is a platform that does allow users to sort of set intervals at which content would be automatically deleted. So I think in terms of the takeaways from the JP Morgan case, first, and I think this is fairly obvious, the books and records provisions of both the Securities, the Exchange Act for broker-dealers and the Advisors Act for advisors are not really compatible at all with conducting business over ephemeral means. Which is, I think, obvious. And that's true for the security, as I said, for the securities business and for the advisory business. And the second is, I think the order in the JP Morgan securities case went out of went out of its way to point this out. The commission takes these statutory responsibilities very seriously. The commission found that JP Morgan's actions meaningfully impacted the SEC's ability to investigate potential violations of the securities laws and deprived the commission of potential sources of evidence in various investigations. I think you mentioned some public reporting about, and the order and the press release all make clear that this is a topic that's of great interest to the commission.
And a great opportunity to go to Shmuel now for the perspective on what's a company to do. I mean, it's pretty clear there's an expectation for retention of the information, understanding what your employees are using, but how do you go about doing that? And how do you structure a policy to ensure that your employees understand what's expected of them?